This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
Mysterious monoliths are popping up around the world. As KCBX's Angel Russell reports, local artists behind one that recently appeared in Atascadero are speaking up.
In the movie 2001 Space Odyssey, three metal monoliths created by an unseen extraterrestrial species are discovered by humanity. When similar monoliths showed up in Utah and Romania, Slo County locals Travis Kenny and Wade McKenzie had an idea.
We went to lunch and I'm like 11:30. I'm like, hey, there's going to be a third one. There needs to be a third one.
You were definitely inspired by the idea.
So we said, let's build a third one.
The two have been friends since childhood, growing up in North County. McKenzie is a welder and Kenny builds cars. But four artists altogether worked on the project. Joining them was Randall Kenny and Jared Riddle. The group decided to put it on top of Pine Mountain in Atascadero.
First one took out three of us carrying it and another one carrying the gear in the backpack and tools. It was probably over 200 pounds, which doesn't sound very heavy, but
on the hike. It was.
The next day, it was discovered, and hundreds of people hiked up to see the mysterious object. The artists were nearby, watching people and talking to them, but never saying they were the ones behind it.
Our plan originally was to pull it down in a couple days, or we figured some local Cal Poly frat boys would steal it, and it would disappear, and the mystery would still be there, right? All three disappeared.
But overnight, a group of men from out of town filmed themselves destroying the monolith, sparking an outcry from the community.
People's negativity just runs rampant. I don't understand people.
So the artists have built another one and came out as the creators, so people knew they were professionals who built the monolith safely.
We've got a website, TascadoMonolith.com. We've got CaliforniaMonolith.com. Our goal is to do some stuff with it, and we're going to give a portion of the proceeds to our city. We've already talked to our mayor. We've had some meetings. And to maintain trails, it doesn't seem like you ever have enough money for that type of stuff.
For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.